This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. The skies are mostly clear in Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze in Jerusalem, perfect for a night stroll in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, the IDF Brigade 7 commander reports that Hezbollah's resistance in Lebanon is stronger, but the IDF strikes hard, killing 130 fighters and destroying a major tunnel network. Also, Walla reports earlier this hour that negotiations for the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip are stalled. Hamas is operating on three fronts to restore its control in the Gaza Strip. Also this hour, according to JNS, the UN Security Council is refocusing on Gaza amid a push for the Trump peace plan. The US ambassador to the UN insists Hamas must abandon terror tactics. Separately, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that a recent anti-Semitic attack in London has alarmed the Jewish community. They cite a prolonged campaign against Israel. And finally, Ynet reports that President Trump has rejected Iran's offer, stating the naval blockade will remain until Tehran agrees to a nuclear deal. Reaction has been swift on social media. A user shared just minutes ago that the impact of killing Jews in random cities led to the creation of modern Israel. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that Trump expressed reluctance to lift the blockade, citing nuclear weapon concerns. Meanwhile, the Bilaz reported that Trump decisively rejected Tehran's proposal, keeping the blockade to maintain economic pressure. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, the IDF has penetrated deeper into Hezbollah territory, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. This escalation follows weeks of tension in the region. The military success against Hezbollah could shift the balance of power along the Lebanese border. Turning to Gaza, Walla highlights the stalled negotiations. Hamas is reportedly working on multiple fronts to regain influence. This development comes amid ongoing talks for a long-term ceasefire. The situation remains tense, affecting civilians in the area. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council's renewed focus on Gaza, as reported by JNS, signals international concern. US Ambassador Mike Waltz's call for Hamas to abandon terror reflects a broader push for peace. This could impact future peace negotiations in the region. The anti-Semitic attack in London, covered by Israel Hayom, has heightened fears within the Jewish community. Calls for government action are growing. This incident underscores the ongoing challenges of combating anti-Semitism globally. Lastly, the rejection of Iran's proposal by President Trump, as Ynet reports, keeps the Strait of Hormuz closed. This decision aims to pressure Iran back to the negotiating table. It highlights the complex interplay of diplomacy and military strategy in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that compensation discussions are advancing between the Treasury and employers. This could lead to resolutions favorable to the business sector. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli celebrity jewelry dealer Avi Koren was extradited from Greece and jailed after admitting to smuggling and laundering. And finally, from Globes, ADOC has raised $150 million to prevent diagnostic errors. This Israeli company handles millions of patient cases annually, enhancing healthcare efficiency. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.